And who was your immediate supervisor? Who did you report to in this category?
We reported every week. We notified. We had a telephone. We told people on the other end line, this is what we need.
Mm-hmm.
And about the only Ed Snyder came over. He was essentially appointed. He was the one who did the weather thing,
mm-hmm.
and did all the work on it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was to get it going. And he made a film of all these, of the whole, most of these invasion.
Mm-hmm.
That showed the, and the, I don't work with him on the film. Showed the weather thing.
Yeah.
But, and so the, it, from that alone itself, I mean, as soon as one came over, the people were given to the the first one of my, well, I wait a minute, we went one step in this thing backwards now. This didn't, this one we did a start point, didn't go immediately over works. The bus bombs were starting following, and I was called to a meeting at sort of about the hotel.
Robert Watson, what? Yeah.
What can we do about these bus bombs? Well, divers, they call them divers. Divers. I went to a meeting, read. I got Ridenour in there too. And they discussed the problem, what to do it. And they ended up, was we need radar. Oh, these divers, bus bombs, there are about 25 launching cars, launching areas. Across the canal,
channel,
leg of the channel, and they were used. The Germans would use different ones at different times. And the first thing one to do was they would have a radar. We could keep track of what they're doing is, and. The discussion was how what radar should be put, and the first question by I think the leader of the thing was somebody. It might be Walt Robson, what he was there, but I'm not sure who was leading this meeting, but asked the person, the British, who was head of the radar. How long it would take them to get the radar down, moved up down into the channel.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're coming through. He said it takes six months.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, ask me now, how long can it get to take the American bring that one up? So, I said 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I said, the British people just clapped.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out I could. I stayed 24 hours after you tell me to come up. And so I went back down to Star Point, and another day they called and said, well, okay, we want you to start up there. I don't exactly, but start up. And we'll tell you on the way up. Well, we came partway up, and we rang. I had a place, you know, somebody left a call. I said, we're here. How are we going? And he said, we don't know yet. And we got clear of Hastings, and over the cliff, we just stopped there. And they hadn't chosen yet, but I said, look, we're at Hastings, it's a good place. And I said, okay, put it up there. So we put our radio up there, and then we only took two indicators, and we stripped it down, but everything we needed was there. They had their own power, they brought the power for us. Like all our places, they put power in London. And at this meeting I talked about, they asked me, asked the British guy, how far can you see them? There's some.
What range can you get?
How range?
Yeah.
I forget what he said. Yeah. But pretty good range. And they asked me what I knew. I said, I couldn't say. We have to know the cross section of these.
With the targets.
Targets.
Yeah.
But I do know we're about 30% more range than the British radar. So that's why they took this. And also the 24 hours.
Yeah.
And
very good.
Had a great time there. A day, and we reported into the pedestal. And what they did, they said, somebody said, well, look, keep track of how many divers are for the British and how many for America, or keep that track.
Yeah.
Well, a day, Sobrero often come out and visit us. And he watched this thing and wanted to see it, you know. And these two people down on the PPIs, they were using the off center, so all in one direction. And he said, do you have any divers? And he said, yes, we got one. He's on the tube there. It's a diver right there. That's a diver. And Sir Robert said, well, how do you know it's a diver? Because it came out of the pen. we had a small kid. They learned what to look at, and they were good. Well, Sir Robert then got on the telephone to the filter center. Said, "Do you have any divers?" Said, "No, we don't have any." And then another 5 minutes, about halfway across the channel. And he called him again, and he'd been watching the thing on there. And he knew, he said, Steve, where, straight line. He had no doubt it was a diver. Called him again, they hadn't. But the third time they called him, he said, you don't see him yet, huh? And no, what happened? About 2 minutes later, a terrific explosion. The one they were following, I told Sir Robert, he's going to come over in a minute, he's going to come right overhead. But the thing went to pieces over, or if they go to pieces, they just flopped. about a quarter mile from Pendleton. So, Sergeant Art, he heard it. Said, "Do you have the, have you got the diver on board?" "No, if we missed it." But then I said, "Look, that rule that you put on to have counting the ones we have right here, because they only counted a diver and that the British identify him. They're coming across the end." that was Sir Robert was very pleased at what he saw here. He said, "Good it was," and very angry at the people there.